The microphones had been arranged in such a way that the piano chords reverberated from the center of the universe. And in the same way that in our nighttime sky we tonight perceive light emitted billions of years ago from suns billions of miles away, linking this moment in time with the creation of the universe, so too will the hauntingly beautiful, mesmerizing, meditative echoes of his voice resonate throughout time. "I read the news today, oh boy," John Lennon chanted, the eternal chords of the piano flowing seamlessly into the reverberations of his voice. The song is called A Day in the Life, and its enchanting rhythm proposed layers of meaning from the depths of his psyche. It is bits and pieces of news of the day that Lennon reports, but in so doing he tapped into a meaning for his time, a meaning that does not lie in the words, but in the underlying vibration of his sound. There is an underlying vibration to the news of our day, and perhaps music is somewhere being made that resonates the eternity of our moments, music that unifies the stories of our day. However, I have never heard anything quite like the journey John Lennon navigates when he goes from the news of the day to the center of the universe. Listen to at least the first few moments of A Day in the Life. There is a timelessness to which we can attach the ironies of our day. "I read the news today, oh boy, and there is so much to consider. As the millennium approaches, are we on the verge of goodwill, even peace in Northern Ireland? Such would be a gift of the millennium. There is saber-rattling in South Asia, except that the sabers being rattled are nuclear missiles. I read the news today, and this is very scary. I really do not have much confidence in the militaries of India and Pakistan, and I'm certainly frightened about the spreading of this technology to others. There is not a cookies and milk feeling when I read that a leader in India's parliament warns, 'God help us,' to his peers when he considers the gift of this nuclear technology to the military. I read the news today, and the world economy is a little scary right now. To support its currency, Russia has raised its interest rates to 150%. They are not all that far into this experiment of capitalism, and I fear that human nature will go to many lengths to avoid suffering, scapegoating others as the cause of troubles, and accepting escalating degrees of repression to escape uncertainty and desperation. Perhaps the inexorable progression to the millennium continues to heighten enlightenment in the world. I read the news today, and one more brutal strongman, Indonesia's Suharto, has departed the world stage. In the wake of his power, there is financial ruin of nuclear proportions. The majority of a population is waking up to the realization of their poverty. But they also awake to the realization of freedom. Layers of corruption have been exposed as the handcuffs have been unlocked. Hundreds of millions of dollars, chasing hundreds of millions already spent, must be deposited into this economic disaster. There are no easy answers, and easy economic solutions cannot be found in other parts of Asia, where Japan is teetering on a precipice, and there are concerns that China might have to devalue, perhaps further depressing already plunging currencies. Here at home, in the United States, the dollar is the beneficiary of a global flight to safety. However, economies are not separate islands. They are more and more global, forever interconnected. It is now extremely difficult to advise clients with respect to their dollars. As a player in a global economy, are global difficulties at our doorstep, huffing and puffing like the big bad wolf to blow our house down? Or are we like Rome during the height of its empire, locked into a prosperity that will continue for a generation or more? I read the news today, and there are difficult issues. The United States economy is amidst a wave of mergers, consolidations, and acquisitions. Perhaps, however, these consolidations of larger companies swallowing smaller ones is a principle inherent in the universe. In the news today, I read that astronomers have detected an explosion in the universe as bright as a billion Milky Way galaxies. It occurred at the outer edge of the visible universe at a time when the universe was about 10 to 15% of its current age. A leading explanation given by astronomers is that the explosion was caused by a gigantic black hole 10 to 50 times the mass of our sun, swallowing up an entire star, digesting it instantly. Indeed, perhaps corporate ingestion, larger companies swallowing others, is inseparable from the very principles inherent in the universe. Beneath the surface of our daily lives and pressing concerns is a musical chord that, if profoundly perceived, will resonate throughout time. And perhaps that chord, into which John Lennon tapped, is not about indifference, but about love. I read some very good news today. My wife had left a note that she had taken the kids to a movie. She'd be back soon. It was signed, Love, Sue. I find myself taking that word love less and less for granted. Bruce Farrell Rosen, San Francisco.